Get autographed copies of New York Times bestselling author Cynthia Bryan's books at www.starstyleradio.com. Get inspired and motivated to be your best self with Be the Star You Are, 99 Gifts, and Be the Star You Are for Teens. Buy cases at a deep discount to give away as gifts and premiums. Visit www.starstyleradio.com or call 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR.
Look among the stars.
Do you have a plan for your life? Do you know where you want to go? Are you looking to be happier, healthier, and wealthier while having more fun every day? Meet our healthy living coaches, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, as they engage in energetic exchanges with successperts, bringing you research, innovation, strategies, and techniques to strengthen your business and personal navigational skills for ultimate achievement. Be inspired, motivated, encouraged, and empowered. Lend us your ears right here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. The party starts now.
Well, hello, Power Partners. Welcome to our informational playground. This is Star Style, Be the Star You Are. It's brought to the airways under the auspices of Be the Star You Are charity. We are your hosts, the mother-daughter dynamic duo. I'm Cynthia Bryan.
And I'm Heather Brittany.
And we are coming to you live on the Voice America Network, and we're on the Empowerment Channel, where we strive to seed, stimulate, and support space for positive, meaningful conversations. We want you to live your dreams and to know that you have already arrived. The Miracle Moment for today is brought to you by Be the Star You Are charity. You can find out more by going to BeTheStarYouAre.org, empowering women, family, and youth through improved literacy and increased positive media messages. This is from John Cleese. Only a few things in life matter a little, and the rest don't matter at all. And I like that, don't you, Heather? Is that
it
kind of means that is that we really don't have to worry so much. You know, we're always kind of worrying about things, so we're going to just not worry. So we have a very exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about positivity and visualization, but the excitement for the hour is what Heather and I are bringing to you right now, and it's going to be behind the scenes of Wheel of Fortune. This week, Heather's husband, Brian Rankin, was a contestant and a winner on Wheel of Fortune. And my mom and Heather's nanny grandmother, Alice Abruzzini, actually had record-breaking TV history, and she was like Vanatu. she got to be on the show and do the final wave goodbye, and we are going to be interviewing Nani on here to see how it was for her, because it really was one of her bucket lists. Right, Heather? It was so exciting.
Oh, my goodness. I would think this would be a bucket list for anyone, but yes, it was quite the thrill.
Yes, quite the thrill. Well, you know, before we get Alice and Nani on the phone, let's talk about how exciting it was for you. Because all of us were there on the set. It was Brian's mom, it was you, it was myself, and it was, of course, Nani. And we were so excited when it happened. But one of the highlights was when he won and you ran out and he spun you around. What was going through your head?
Oh my goodness, it was completely a blur now. You know, watching it the other day on TV, I got emotional again because I didn't remember so many of these things. It was just, you know, we had to be there, and bless my husband's heart, he had to be there since I think 5:30 or 6 in the morning. We didn't have to get there till the afternoon, but we still had to sit through three tapings, and his taping being the last one, you know, you're excited, but you're so anxious by that time, kind of feeling like, oh God, when are we going to get there? And I feel like it was such a blur. It was so exciting, but just, gosh, I can't even fathom. It was so fun to kind of relive it again. How about for yourself?
You know, Well, for me, it's the same that you said, is that when I actually watched it on Monday night, because it just aired this past Monday and April 11th. So if you missed it, you may want to do a search for Wheel of Fortune April 11th, and you can maybe relive it. I'm sure it's up there, maybe on Hulu or something. But in any case, it was the same thing. I really couldn't remember what the questions were, and I really didn't remember, you know, I didn't remember the whole thing. And I know when he actually went bankrupt once, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's so bad, because I didn't really understand about the show and the bankruptcy and what he had won and all of that. So, you know, watching it again was really extraordinary. I mean, it was just like reliving it. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and you know, I think what's funny for us, because we don't receive any of the prizes or money until about August, it kind of, like, seeing it again, we're like, oh my God, that's awesome, except because we're not living in any of the riches, for lack of a better word, since we're not getting to enjoy any of the prizes just quite yet. It hasn't really sunk in, I would say.
Right, right, right. Well, and I think something else that was really interesting is just the way the set was. Well, I think that Nani is with us now, so let's welcome Vanatou, Alice Abrazzini, Nani, to Starstow, Be the Star You Are. Hi, Nani.
Hi, Heather and Mom.
Hello.
How are you?
So it's Miss Going Hollywood now.
Am I going Hollywood?
I know. You went Hollywood. So we were so excited to watch the television on Monday night. And I was especially excited when I saw the commercial come on and to realize that this was the first time in 30 years that anyone has replaced Vanna in the Bye Bye. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I felt great. I just felt like I was Vanna again.
Vanna.
So nice.
And you know, we saw that cute commercial. We didn't see it. It didn't air down where us, where they have the Vanna White, you know, saying goodbye. And then there's you at the very end. I mean, it was such a historic moment. I mean, that's the first time I thought, you know what I think is so special, that we were so excited for Brian and for his winnings, but it really became something that we were so excited for you. And we couldn't believe that the producers were so, that they, of course, obviously loved the infamous Nani, but that they were so excited to really promote this, that this is the first time that someone else other than Vanna did the big goodbye. So,
well, that's quite the honor to my grandson, Brian. He did a wonderful job. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been on.
Well, tell us about that, because, you know, we know that we were all surprised. Brian auditioned for this back in November. He had a whole day of auditioning, and at the end of the day, they told him if he would be called, it would still be 2 years, and 2 weeks later, his phone rings, and they wanted him there in a couple of days, and of course, the main person he wanted there was you, because you love Wheel of Fortune. So
I've been watching it for 30 years.
How long have you been watching it?
For 30 years.
30 years you've been watching it.
For 30 years. And I love it.
And we know that we can never call you between 7:30 and 8 o'clock at night, because you tell us, call back, I'm watching Wheel of Fortune. Did you ever think, Nani, you'd have the opportunity to meet your idols, Pat and Vanna?
Oh, yeah. Did you
I never
said,
answer
no,
the
she
phone
will not answer the phone
when,
during
when,
that.
when Wheel of Fortune's on. Oh, God.
Yes, you never answer the phone. But did you ever think you'd have the opportunity to meet him?
Yes, I got to meet him, and they were wonderful.
Oh, no, she said, did you ever think you'd have this opportunity?
I never thought I'd ever get to meet him, no.
Yeah, I never thought when we were there we'd actually get to meet them as as that we did because that Brian won. I mean, and you kind of saw actually with the other people, because, you know, they have so many tapings and stuff. They were so nice, but they don't have the time, you know, to get to meet everyone in the families. And that was so nice that they were so nice to us and wanted to take pictures, but then, of course, that they wanted to have you do the ending thing, and that was totally up to Pat. Pat just kind of pulled you to the side and said, hey, Nani, let's go.
Yes, he told me exactly what to do, and he told me that I was going to be Vanna White, he told me.
Oh,
and I was
nice.
Thrilled.
Well, you know what was so great about it is you did it in one take, and you did it perfectly, and he what he said was something like, well, Vanna, that was fun. I sure enjoyed the family. And you had to say, and I especially liked the grandmother. And then you had to bow, right?
And I bowed, yes. I said, I think the grandmother did the best. That's what I said.
Oh, is that? Yes, that was pretty funny. And then you got to wave goodbye. You got to do the final wave goodbye, and
yes,
it's the first time in history that that's ever been done.
I really felt like I was Vanna number two.
Oh, my goodness.
I felt great when I did that.
Seeing it on TV, did you remember it like that? When you saw it on TV, did it feel like, oh, my gosh, I don't even remember this? Because
when I went on the taping, it was so long ago.
I remember our biggest thing
all
was,
the
how are we going to wait till April 11th?
And, you know,
that
it
just
was
seems
great.
Yeah, so tell us what it was like for you in the studio. Did it look, you watch Wheel of Fortune every day. Was it different on TV as opposed to being in the studio?
Yes, it was. There was many lights, big lights, and on the stage was beautiful with Vanna and him when they walked out. And there was signs saying applause, or silent.
Yeah,
so,
right, you know what was crazy to me is I thought when you watch it on TV, it looks so big. It looks like it's this giant, you know, auditorium. And you go in there, I don't think it can fit more than 100 people. I think maybe only 50. So, but it's crazy. Like, and you're sitting there and you're watching it on the screen, and the way they have the camera set, it makes it look so much bigger than it really is. And it's just this tiny little set. But, yeah, it was beautiful. It was just such a surreal feeling.
It was a thrill.
It was a thrill. And
it was
I have
a thrill of my life. Yes.
That props to you, Nani, of being such a good secret keeper, because part of the thing of us going is that we couldn't tell anyone what the outcome was. So it was so hard because we did this about 4 months ago, trying to think, oh my goodness, how can we keep this a secret? And you did it. We all passed.
I don't know how I did it because I like to talk. So
you
I don't
like
know
to
how
talk.
I kept a secret.
How did you do it?
I never told anybody. I just would
good
tell
girl.
People. Sorry, I can't say nothing, but watch it on the 11th, May 11th.
Yeah, you were so coy. You kept right on it, Nani. And I know
I
everyone
right
was trying to speak, kind of trying to get it out of you, but you wouldn't let them. So
no,
we're happy about that.
They tried to trick me many a times, but I wouldn't let them.
You know, I know I was sitting next to you, Nani, on the bleachers, and I noticed you knew a lot of the answers, and it was hard not to shout them out, right?
Oh, I wanted to tell them. But I knew that I couldn't. Brian warned me before I ever got on. He told me, Nani, you can't yell and everything. So I was trying to be good, which I normally am not. You know, I did the best I could. But
you were very good. Now, tell me something. When, Brian went bankrupt, and I thought, I didn't really know the game, so when Brian went bankrupt, I thought he was going to lose, but then when I watched it, it turned out that he didn't lose everything, he had just lost part of it. So,
he had 27,000, so it should have been, I thought he was going to lose too, because I was so nervous, but...
Yeah,
he had 27,000 already, and then he won the big one, and I can't believe it. I still can't believe it. He was
oh my God.
Really
no,
good.
So
he was
bad.
Really good.
And didn't it just feel so fast for when they came? I mean, when he just won that one, in that one puzzle where he got, I guess, the 27, where he had gotten on the thousands, and then he won the car, so they give you the value for the car. And then after he had banked that, once, you know, he had won that, then we went on to the next round, and instantly he got bankrupt. But because he had won the puzzle before, he didn't lose his stuff. I felt like when they pulled us down and they said, okay, and he's going to the final round, it went right. So quick. I felt like they were still talking to us, and then he solved it, and then they told us what he won. It just felt like, so quickly.
And he threw his wife around, just grabbed her and swung her around. And
I know. That was one of my favorite parts.
That was the favorite part for me, too, to see him swing Heather around. And she was beautiful and wonderful. Well, I love her.
Well, and I think, but, you know, I think the great thing is with this being your very favorite show, is the fact that you actually got to be there and to meet Pat and Vanna. Did they look the same to you as they do when they're on television?
They even look better. They're so nice looking, and they look just as sharp as they do on TV. They were great, and their personalities were wonderful.
Right. Well, and what I liked is that it was Pat's idea to make you Vanna. You know, he came up and he said he was the one that he wanted to know if you would do it. And so I thought was really wonderful.
Well, I think you answered, well, she thinks she's Vanna already.
That's exactly. He came. I had asked the producers if we could just get a photo with all of you, because I told them that this was your favorite show in the world and that you would just love to have a photo. And then Pat came up to me and he said, do you think that if I could, that she would come up with me and pretend to be Vanna? And I said, yes, I think she would love it because she already thinks she's Vanna.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
That was great. But I did. I was so happy, and I just felt like Vanna when I was standing there.
Well, and you looked like her, and you were great, and you waved so well, and you bowed, and you took directions so well. So,
well, I love her dress she had on, and she says she wears a different dress every time.
Right, and what did she tell us when we were in the audience? She's now worn something like 6,000 dresses?
Dresses,
something.
Right, she said that.
Something like that, right?
Oh, yes, it was. It was really neat.
Yeah, it was so great. So, well, now, Nani, that you have been on Wheel of Fortune and you were wave surfing with your other grandson.
That's what somebody told me. You should have put that on.
Right.
My other grandson took me out on the
boat
Shasta.
With the surfboard?
Uh-huh.
You went on a boat with a surfboard, and you surfed behind the waves.
Yeah, and I surfed, and I was 86 then, and I'm 87 now, and going strong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the next mountain you're going to climb? You have to have another bucket list, right?
I'd like to be on another show sometime, but I figure if I can make 90, I will jump out of an airplane.
Okay.
All
so
right.
The next thing,
true.
She's going to go parachuting, Heather.
Yeah,
Nani, the parachutist. So we're going to call you Vanna too.
Go Nani.
From now on.
I like it where your head is.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot to look forward to.
You have a lot to live for and a lot to look forward to. You have 11 grandkids, 10 great grandkids. And a family that adores you and friends that adore you. And now you've been on Wheel of Fortune.
Isn't that great?
Isn't it great? And the fact that you made TV history, I think that is just
grandchild, really
great.
And then I have my last grandchild, little girl, named after me, Alice.
That's right. One of your grandkids is named Alice. So how wonderful is that?
You can't be any better than that.
It can't. Well, Nani, we're going to continue the conversation here. We are looking forward to you at 90. We'll be all there jumping out of the plane and watching you.
I think I better make 88 first.
Yes, 88 does come before 90.
88 and 89, and then I'll be there. But I'm doing okay so far.
It's one step at a time.
You got a lot left in you, kid.
And in the meantime, you're going to garden, right? That's your other big passion is gardening.
My garden is what keeps me alive. And I'm still gardening at 87 years old.
Yeah, and
I also go dancing a lot when I can go.
All right, get a bag.
Over the Delta.
That's right. You are a big dancer.
I am. I love
when you've gone to Tahoe, you've been a bartender as well.
I have. I've been a bartender. I'm a dancer. What else could I be?
Everything.
I'm a grandmother and a great-grandmother, and I love that.
Right, right. Well, now you're a TV star. So.
Okay.
You know, we don't know. It might take another 30 years before Pat finds another Vanna to be Vanna 3. So,
I'm sure of that.
Yes. So we'll just call you Vanna 2 from now on. And we want you just to relive these wonderful memories. We'll just have to keep watching it. So everyone out there, if you didn't see the show, it aired on April 11th, Wheel of Fortune, with Brian Rankin as the winner. And Alice Ambrosini, also known as Nani, as Vanna 2.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you so much, Nani, for coming here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are with us. It has been just a joy, and we know that everyone around the world is going to be listening to you now on the radio. Oh, yes, they also had a little blurb on the radio about you, too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice of you. But
yes.
I was thrilled to be on the show. And I want to thank my grandson, Brian Rankin, because he's the one that got me there.
Well, we do want to thank him, and we want to give a shout-out to him because, he was so smart. I couldn't get over how cool, calm, and collected he was. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when you're on the, you only have a few seconds, the bright lights.
Say, every time I see him when we watch that show on TV, and he's just so smart, and it's those things you always say, man, babe, you've got to get on this show. You're so good.
Yeah,
and then, there he is, so proud of him for doing that.
And he would have won everything if
he
had the chance.
Look what happened.
He knew all the answers.
Well, you know what? That's something else because I'm not really familiar with the show, but I thought that is very important, isn't it? You have to get you have to be able to get a spin. And
Brian said that he knew the one with the trip, but he didn't get a chance because each one gets a chance, and she got it before him.
Right.
And she was very good. All the contestants were good.
Oh, the contestants were amazing.
They were. Every one of them were really good. You didn't know who was going to win.
And somebody was telling me that usually the person who wins the trip is usually the grand prize winner. And which I didn't know. So I guess what really put Brian over the top this time is he actually won half a car and then he won another half a car.
Right.
So... but what was funny for us
you only
is
get credit for the when you win if you win the full car. So if he was to win the thing, but he had only gotten half a car, you only get credit for the full car.
Yeah, you don't get it if you don't win the whole car.
Oh, and that how it's go. But I think
that's
what was so funny.
Spins. That's got to come
I
on another spin. The other half.
When he won the car, there was this beautiful convertible on the set.
Yes, and we all thought he was going to get that one.
We all thought he was going to get that convertible.
And he got the other one.
Then it shows a picture of this tiny little Ford Fiesta, I think. I don't think he would even fit in it.
Well, listen, if you notice, every time they show the show, they have a beautiful car sitting there. But that is not the car that people win.
That's the car for the final rally. That's the car for the big spin. There's one of those things at the end that if you spin in the final puzzle when you're up there, if you're the person in the bonus round, there is one of those that's for that car.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Well, he did great.
So what he won in the bonus round is. He was able to call out letters, right? And then he had, 10 seconds to guess it? And he got it on the first guess.
Yes, and every letter he called was on there.
That's
great.
Won him.
Did he, Heather, happen to say, what made him choose those letters? Did it just come? I mean, how does that work?
You know, I think when it comes with watching the show, you know over time what to be looking for. There was a lot of things that he did very good moves that I think have sound, if you over time you watch the show, that you want to utilize those things for. So he really used he was a good strategizer for this.
I was just going to say he used strategy, and you know it's interesting that you say that because people have been emailing me and texting me saying, "Oh, I missed it. How do I find it?" So I did a search to hunt for April 11th Wheel of Fortune Brian Rankin, and this website came up, and it was obviously somebody who strategizes every single Wheel of Fortune show. And they tell you exactly what letters were chosen and how it went together. And I mean, I actually couldn't understand the strategy behind whatever it was. But they gave Brian a really, really high mark for his strategy.
Oh, so
good.
Yeah. So they ended their article with saying, and the best part of the show was Vanna at the end, Nani with her bow.
Yay.
Yay. So
let's have a glass of wine.
Yes, and I'm in the vineyard, Vanna joins us.
We grow grapes, so have a little glass of wine now and then.
That's right. And you invited Pat and Vanna to come up and have a glass of wine with you.
I did, but they're too busy.
Well, tonight at 7:30, Nani will be watching her Wheel of Fortune again and rooting for her favorite idols. So everyone, you can turn in to Wheel of Fortune on whatever channel it is, wherever you are. Here in Northern California, it's ABC at 7:30 p.m. So, Heather, can you stay with us for a little bit, or do you have to run?
I have to kind of wrap it up here a little bit.
We're going to wrap it up. So, Nani, we're going to say thank you for joining us here on Star Style. Be the Star You Are. You're fantastic. You're a star. And again,
I hope I answered everything right.
Oh, you did. There's no wrong answers.
Okay, well, we'll see you later then.
Okay, well, thank you, Nani. That is Vanatu signing off from now on, known as Vanatu. Again, that was Wheel of Fortune. Heather, do you want to give out the websites?
Most definitely. We want you to go to bethestaryouare.org as well as starstyleradio.com.
And also, again, you can search for April 11th, Wheel of Fortune, and you'll also find, when you do a search, you'll see a couple of articles from the Napa Register, Santa Elena Star, Daily Republic, La Mirinda Weekly, that all are about Alice Abruzzini, the 87-year-old woman that is living her dream and enjoying her bucket list by being on Wheel of Fortune. So don't go away. We have lots more when we come back from break. We're going to be talking about positivity and visualization. You are listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We're coming to you live on the Voice America Network. This is the Empowerment Channel. I'm Cynthia Bryan.
And I'm Heather Brittany.
Thank you, Nani.
Thank you, Vanna.
Thank you, Vanna, too. It has been a pleasure. So we're going
to
be rooting for
you.
Yes, the same. And we're going to be rooting for you for 90 so we can watch you jump out of a plane.
Well,
all right.
I'm not sure. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. All listeners, stay with me. I'll be right back. More to come.
Be the star you are. The star you are.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Are you seeking a dynamo speaker for your meeting, conference, or organization? Internationally recognized keynote speaker and New York Times bestselling author and lifestyle coach, Cynthia Bryan, will bring her energetic expertise, passionate professionalism, and ebullient personality to your event. Hailed as an expert in lifestyle, women's issues, self-help, personal balance, leadership, media, gardening, and interior design topics, Cynthia Bryan is a popular empowerment keynote speaker around the world, lecturing to audiences of 100 to 5,000. For rates and bookings, call 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR. and visit www.cynthiabryan.com. When you want the best, book Cynthia Bryan, www.cynthiabryan.com.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Get started acting or modeling with a consultation from media coach extraordinaire, Cynthia Bryan, who has guided entertainment careers for over two decades. Call 925-377-STAR or visit www.cynthiabryan.com. Pick up a copy of her award-winning book, The Business of Show Business, and start living your dreams today. Call 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
It's Power Time on Star Style. Be the star you are with your passion, purpose, and possibility producer, Cynthia Bryan. Now, back to the Power Party.
This business of show business is calling.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. Wasn't that exciting talking to Nani? This is her first time being interviewed on the radio, and I think that she just did an amazing job. It was so much fun watching Wheel of Fortune, and we didn't really get to talk about the incredible win of Brian Rankin, but he was really strategic. He was very, very calm throughout. He was on his game the whole time. And I just can't even imagine how he did it, to be honest. That was really something. So congratulations to Brian Rankin, and congratulations to Vanna too, also known as Nani, who got to play Vanna and wave goodbye. And just you should probably at least Google that commercial. It's very, very cute. So I was going to talk to you a little bit about positivity, because it's a great topic. Being positive, it can be so beneficial to your health. And we're going to talk a little bit about some simple steps to picture yourself healthier, because we have to forget about that no pain, no gain. Scientists are proving that just visualizing what you want really can make it a reality. But before I talk about these healthy benefits of being positive, let's talk about what it actually means to be positive. Positive thinking is about approaching the challenges that life throws at you with a positive attitude. And instead of getting negative, positive thinking is going to help you see any problem or challenge with that attitude of, I can make this better, and how can I make it better? So it doesn't mean that someone who is positive sees only the good things in life, even when bad things happen. It's not a Pollyanna type of thinking. And when it's definitely not that, it's not realistic to be Pollyanna. I mean, obviously, we live in the real world. And as Forrest Gump said, you know, manure happens. So no matter what, being human means that bad things are going to happen to good people. But when you are thinking positively, you can cope with what those curveballs are just a little bit better. And so we know how to get around it, over it, through it. There's plenty of scientific studies that show that having a positive attitude and positive thinking is better for us. So let's look at a couple of these examples. Now, we already know that stress reduces our body's natural immunity to disease. That's a fact. Stress can cause all kinds of health problems. Not only are there health problems caused by stress, but nearly every disease and every medical disorder on the planet is made worse by anxiety and stress. So what positive thinking and positive doing and positive being do, it helps you manage the stress in your life, thereby preventing a wide range of health problems. Now, what positive thinking can help you fight the stress, what it does, it's actually preventing your immune system from weakening. It can be found to boost your body's ability to fight off disease. Now, what does that do to your heart? That helps your heart. Your heart is a very delicate organ. And considering all the hard work it does every day, you know, pumping 24 hours a day, positivity can lower your risk of heart disease, which can also lower your risk of stroke and heart attacks. So when you think positively, some things that you tend to do is you tend to take better care of your body. You exercise more, you eat healthier, and therefore you lead a happier life. Now, studies have found that positive thinking has helped victims of crises recover more quickly as well. Thinking positive thoughts helps you to be more resilient and enabling you to bounce back even from serious or traumatic experiences. Positivity can help you live longer. There was a study conducted at the University of London that found that seniors who thought positively tend to live healthier and to live longer. Now, a great example of that is going to be Alice Vanna to Nani, because she is actually 87, going to be 88. And if you see her, I mean, she just acts like a very young person. She's out in her garden every day. She's pulling hoses. We're always joking that that's going to be her epitaph, you know, pulling hoses in heaven. She's always, always busy. And she has a very positive attitude. This means that seniors suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older. And that leads to a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. I was reading an article that said people that think positively and act positively, because they're taking care of their body, can actually add 10 years to their life. It also aids in pain tolerance. In a study published in Science Direct, positive thinking was proven to help people tolerate the aches and pains. And considering that stress and negativity cause pain sensations to be stronger, it's very easy to see how positive thinking can help reduce that pain. It also helps you take your mind off the pain. And then, you know, it's almost like a TENS unit, because if you're thinking of other things, or you're out in your garden, or you're in nature, or, you know, you're doing something that's pleasurable, you're not going to be just thinking that poor me. Another great benefit of positivity is it lowers our blood pressure. Now, by lowering your blood pressure, that prevents the risk of hypertension and other heart problems. And high blood pressure is one of the many things that can cause heart disorders. And the number one cause of death in the world today is still heart disease. So, in conclusion, for the positivity, it really is an important quality to adapt and adopt into your life. Not only will it help you better cope with the challenges of life, it's going to directly affect your health. So if you want to boost your immune system, boost your heart health, you want to start thinking positive. And, you know, by being positive, we're going to be in better physical shape than perhaps people who tend to be more negative. And the reason for that is research has discovered is that people with positive attitudes, they like to exercise. And when you exercise, your body releases these chemicals called endorphins, which we've talked about many times before. And endorphins interact with the receptors in our brains that reduce our perception of pain. And they also trigger a positive feeling of euphoria in the body that makes you happier. So exercise makes you healthier and happier. So it's a really kind of a big, you know, it's a great circle that we just need to continue on. And there's probably some less obvious ways that positivity benefits our health. And one example would be just, again, in the healthy life choices. Besides exercising, when you're positive, it's going to keep you away from harmful things like smoking, you know, alcohol abuse or drug abuse or even overeating. So clearly avoiding those things are hugely beneficial to a healthy well-being. So we definitely want to be healthier and happier. Now, there's visualization can also be part of a positive outlook. Visualization actually activates that same neural network that actual task performance does, which can strengthen that connection between the brain and body. You've heard of athletes that visualize their entire game and every single movement before they play it. And there's nothing woo-woo about this. It really is performing kind of mental contractions. It's actually that we're building the muscles in our brains, and it's boosting the strength of our experiences so that when we actually go out in real life, this visualization of being positive and seeing a winning result is actually going to help us experience that It's because the nerve pulses that are in our brain will initiate that muscle movement. So there's no question that the mental processing actually will result in real life improvement. There are so many people, like there's a soccer star who her name is Carly Lloyd, and she credits visualization for some of the great tricks that she does. And she's had like 3 goals in a row, 16 minutes into last year's World Cup final. So besides helping you hit your targets, visualization has been linked to better sleep, less inflammation, lower blood pressure, and lower stress levels. Doesn't that sound like positivity? Well, so here are some ways that you can use positivity and positive visualizations to achieve almost anything you want. First, we're going to imagine eating healthier. And we have to do it in detail. People who vowed to increase their intake of fruit, they pictured every step of the process. For example, seeing an orange, going and picking it on the tree, smelling it, biting into it, chewing it. And those who did that visualization were twice as successful as folks who just envisioned only eating the orange. So in other words, they had a whole experience with the orange. The technical term for that strategy, it's called process imagery. And what it does is it results in better planning, which in turn results in higher goal achievement. And it turns out that a blow-by-blow mental rehearsal better prepares you to take in an action for real life. So thus, this is why athletes and actors and all of these people, they actually visualize their performance. I know what I do as a speaker when I have to, travel around the country or speak at a conference or whatever. Besides practice out loud, and especially practice on video what it is I'm going to do, I actually visualize it when I go to bed at night. So I see myself going through every aspect of my presentation, and somehow it always just turns out to be better than I actually visualized it. The next thing, as far as getting yourself in shape, let's visualize seeing yourself in awesome shape, because research also shows that motivational general mastery imagery, this kind of positive visualization, where you imagine yourself conquering that huge hill or, just kicking butt during whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's an audition for something or going on an interview for a job. If you visualize that upcoming part, it's going to push your limits and it's going to help you do better. And if you want to get in physical shape, like, if you're just out of alignment just a little bit, that kind of positive visualization will let you eliminate the nerves and your self-doubt. And you can actually walk usually an extra mile, bike an extra mile. You can do something on your run. You can, if you're swimming, whatever it is, you're going to find that you're going to do better when you visualize it first. Now, let's say that you want to land a job, or maybe not a job, but maybe a promotion. Before you knock on your boss's door, see yourself confidently asking for that raise while you're making eye contact and you're sitting up very tall. If you're not quite there yet, imagine how someone else would be super confident, whether that's one of your role models, or whether it is some superstar, whether it's a celebrity or a sports figure, whatever it is. So just kind of see yourself doing it and then work towards channeling that poise. Picture yourself being stronger. Physical strength is more than just accumulating muscle mass. Visualization can enhance the neural pathways in your brain, so it's easier for your nervous system to activate those muscles in real life. There was a study done of volunteers who wore an elbow to finger cast for 4 weeks. Now, half of those people did a mental wrist workout. In other words, they couldn't move their wrist, but they just visualized themselves flexing their wrist muscles, and they had to do that 5 days a week. The other half did nothing. At the end of the study, and this is so interesting to me, the folks in the first group had lost 50% less strength than the ones that did not flex their muscles. So they had you know, maintained 50% strength. So the next time you're at the gym or you're outside, try using your breaks between sets to imagine yourself clenching, you know, yourself into a bridge or tightening your abs in a plank twist. So visualize yourself getting stronger. You can also visualize yourself keeping calm. Say you feel really annoyed every time you're forced to interact with, I don't know, maybe a nosy neighbor or coworker that just agitates you. We've all been there. You've probably been trying not to dwell on those kind of exchanges, but instead do the opposite. Picture that last encounter and fully immerse yourself in the scenario. And the idea is to elicit the same nervous system response that would accompany your real life angst. And in your mind, see, smell, and hear all your usual triggers. And once you've done that, you know, it could be the smell of the flowers at your neighbor's house or the sound of their condescending snickers, whatever it is. Then breathe deeply into your belly, and this kind of tricks you, and it helps you retrain your body to keep your cool so that when you run into somebody that you really don't want to see, your blood pressure is barely going to nudge. So here are three mind trick mistakes that we're going to give you, and then we're going to go to break. And these are helpful moves that are, you know, that I think can help you with, and you don't want them to backfire. So you can pin pictures of celebrity dream bodies that can make your personal goals seem less attainable. Now, this is a mind trick that really is a mistake because it really can backfire. Sometimes when we cut out these pictures of these perfect bodies and these perfect wrinkle-free faces, we forget that those have all been photoshopped and touched up. And what it does is instead of making you want to look like that, you think, I could never look like that because they're celebrities and they have all that. So, you know, forget that vision board and make an action board instead. Write down your goal and why it's important to you. Give yourself a timeline and break the journey down into manageable steps. And then celebrate as you accomplish each one. And then be your own coach. So coach yourself to success. The other thing is, instead of coming down hard on yourself for, you know, skipping going to the gym or eating that pizza or whatever it was, instead, compliment yourself when you do have some restraint. And, you know, accept yourself for who you are. And then don't worry about being derailed sometimes. We all get tempted. That is just part of life. So just get back on the horse and do an exercise and get back to whatever it is that you were doing. And be optimistic. I mean, and it's great to aim high, but don't make the hurdles so high that you really can't jump them. When we try to overstep, you know, like it's good to, I always say, we want to shoot for the moon because we just may land on an airplane, but that's better than hitting the ground. Yes, shoot for the moon or shoot for the stars. Want to land on them, but also know that we're human and we're going to make mistakes and don't have these Pollyanna attitudes. You know, there are going to be obstacles, but we have to have strategy. So specify what you want, visualize your best result, identify barriers, and then figure out how to overcome them. And, you know, there's a lot of apps out there that can help you do all that. So until we come back from break, you know, sit up straight, take a deep breath, think positive thoughts, and know that you have the power to overcome and be the star of your own life. You're listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are on the Voice America Network. We're coming to you live. This is the Empowerment Channel. And I am Cynthia Bryan, your host and your personal growth coach. We will be right back, so don't go away.
Be the star you are. The star you are. Be the star.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Business Bites. Here's Cynthia Bryan.
Rush, 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 rush. That seems to be the order of our fast-paced culture. But in order to be successful in life and in business, we have to be healthy. We have to feel like actually working. We have to look and feel our best. So here are a few tips to help you face your life with vigor and enthusiasm. Take mental relaxation breaks by taking a brisk walk outside, preferably where you will get a great view of nature. Laugh away your problems by renting a humorous video. Enjoy a siesta instead of a heavy lunch. Try eating a delicious tropical fruit or go dancing on a Saturday night. Have your teeth cleaned and get a therapeutic massage. Learn to love water. Have a cup of tea with honey and lemon. Control your anger and stop procrastinating. Every tiny, teeny thing you do for yourself will improve your overall outlook on life. Look on the bright side, even on cloudy days. A positive attitude lowers anxiety and increases your overall health. Remember, you are the star of your own performance. Turn your passion into profits. I'm Cynthia Bryan with another Business Bite. For more information about Star Style, visit cynthiabryan.com or call our offices 925-377-STAR. That's 925-377-7827 to book your coaching or consultation today.
Be the star you are. The star you
The annual cost of illiteracy to American taxpayers is over $225 billion. Help increase literacy, reduce violence, and improve positive media messages by making a tax-deductible contribution to Be the Star You Are charity. A top-rated nonprofit, Be the Star You Are promotes positive role models, produces positive radio broadcasts, and donates positive books to empower women, families, and youth. Be a power partner and join our galaxy of stars. Visit our website at bethestaryouare.org to make a tax-deductible donation using PayPal or send checks to P.O. Box 376, 376, Moraga, California, 94556. bethestaryouare.org. Dare to care.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
It's Power Time on Star Style. Be the star you are with your passion, purpose, and possibility producer, Cynthia Bryan. Now, back to the Power Party.
This business of show business is calling out.
Well, it has been a show business show, especially with Wheel of Fortune and Vanatu, our Nani being on, and congratulations again to Brian Rankin. And we talked about positivity, and just I want to just say a couple of words before we end about are we getting a bit too comfortable? We want to, again, stretch ourselves and have a kind of an ultimate act of self-empowerment. And so maybe we have to look at, are we getting too comfortable in our life? So we want to decrease sometimes a little bit of the comfort and stretch ourselves. For example, maybe turn down the heat to a minimum level that you can take. Once in a while, take a cold shower. I had to take a cold shower for a few days when my hot water heater went out. Sometimes maybe get rid of some of the cushions and pillows and look at your health and decide what it is that you really need to improve upon. Start moving more. Take the stairs more often. Walk as much as you possibly can. Improve your cardiovascular health. Bypass traffic. Enjoy the scenery. Go outdoors and enjoy nature. Give your body the food that it needs. Stop sitting down so much. You know, every day build up a sweat, whether it's in, you know, for me, it's gardening and walking and feeding the animals, whatever it is, if it's running, walking, swimming, playing basketball, baseball, whatever you want to do. Exercise needs to be intense and powerful. Do some sprints, you know, jump rope. Have fun. Dance. Just turn on the music and dance a little bit. You're going to feel much better, and you'll get out of that comfort level. Stretch, because when you stretch yourself, by nature, it requires you to go into a different kind of position. And the more movement you do is going to increase your health and your well-being, your mental acuity, your sharpness, your alertness, and your overall happiness. Remember that you are responsible for the food that you put into your bodies. And it's the same with information. You want to put powerful, positive images and information into your brain, because garbage in, garbage out. So remember to read some good books, and I want to encourage you to pick up Be the Star You Are for Teens, Be the Star You Are, 99 Gifts for Living, Loving, Laughing, and Learning to Make a Difference, Chicken Soup for the Gardener's Soul, The Business of Show Business, and Miracle Moments, as well as The Blessings of Love and Relationships. Yes, those are all my books, and I really do love them, and I really hope you will choose them. You can go to starstyleradio.com, click on the store, and you will be able to get some of those books, and all the money goes to charity. I want to give a shout out and a gratitude to Dawn's Dream Winery, who hosted me this last weekend and is giving profits from the sale of wine and wine tasting to Be the Star You Are charity. Dawn's Dream, we really appreciate you. And Dawn is just such a pioneer in the wine industry and making some great wine. So visit dawnsdreamwinery.com. Well, thank you all for being great listeners and allowing Heather and I into your life every week. Make sure you are tuned to Star Style, Be the Star You Are, every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m., right here on Voice America Network, the Empowerment Channel. We come to you live, so you never quite know what you're going to hear, because it is not edited. We are not Photoshopped. We are not the dressed up. We hope to change your life and help you live your dreams. We know that Nani has lived her dreams, and she is going to continue to do so, so we want you to as well. For information about Be the Star You Are charity, visit us at bethestaryouare.org. Again, to visit my website, go to cynthiabryan.com, and our radio site is starstyleradio.com. Check out our blogs. We have a lot of information there. Our aim is always to encourage, inspire, inform, amuse, and motivate. See beyond your physical being. Know you're already a star. Cherish the past. Dream of the future. But we want you to play today in the moment. And remember, until we celebrate next week again right here, love always wins, kindness always prevails, and smiles will keep us happy. My name is Cynthia Bryan for Star Style, thanking you and encouraging you to be the star you are. Have a wonderful week. Dream, create, inspire, make a difference, and be here next week, 4 to 5. Lend us your ears. We'll be together. Thank you so much for joining me.
Be the star you are. The star you are.
It's been a pleasure bringing you our life-changing program, Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We have you on our radar, as it's our goal to inspire, inform, entertain, and motivate you to be the star you were born to be. For more information, visit www.starstyleradio.com. And to make a donation to the charity, go to www.bethestaryouare.org. Ignite the flame that burns brightly within. Take charge of your life and coach yourself to success with our dynamic hosts, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another serving of champagne for the spirit and a power boost to live with Star Style. Until we celebrate together next week, be the star you are.